Andy, TK just mentioned the FA Cup quarter final that's going on.
Yeah, it's a tight one. It's 0-0, and David De Gea, the United keeper, has been the busier of the two keepers. And basically, look, United have got a bit of a crisis in attack because Ibrahimovic is suspended. Rooney and Martial are out injured. They're not part of the equation today. So they're starting with Marcus Rashford up front. And after this game, the draw will be made for the semi-finals. And, of course, we've got some heavy hitters already through to the semi-finals. And to the victor, actually, in the semi-finals, you win about 1.45, 1.5 million in prize money just to win a semi in the FA Cup.
Well, that nearly pays for one player for 1 week.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier. I thought, that's not even going to scrape the barrel, is it?
No, it's funny. It sounds like a lot of money. Now, it's a big decision day, really, for Ange Postecoglou. He's got to cut, what, 7 or 8 players?
Seven. And what's going to be even more difficult is that quite a few of them played on the weekend for their various clubs around the globe. And I suppose if you're looking at players that aren't playing, Nathan Burns at FC Tokyo, Brad Smith, even at Bournemouth in the Premiership, seems to be on the bench week in, week out. Trent Sainsbury, I don't think he'll drop him, but he's been on the bench of Inter Milan. I mean, they're a huge club, as we know. And even last weekend, because of the split round in the A-League, Kale, Mackay, Rhys Williams, the youngster McGree from Adelaide, they didn't play because their teams weren't in action. So it's a big headache for Ange Postecoglou. We'll soon find out this morning the makeup of our next World Cup squad.
Melbourne victory, mate. When are they losing their marquee player?
Yeah, it's interesting. Oliver Bozanic hasn't been sort of in recent times the go-to man because it's really been James Troisi. So there's talk of him going to the J-League at a time when a 50-year-old player has scored in the J-League.
Wow.
Kazu Miura. Now, some, well, 50. All Sydney FC fans would remember him. He had a stint here in the A-League.
50
years old. 50 years old, scored in the J-League on the weekend.
Wow.
Huge.
Now, the ACL resumes tonight.
50.
It does. Only one Aussie team in action tonight. Brisbane Roar are at $7 away to cash on the Antlers at $1.33. Roar have got the 1 point. And Ulsan and Hyundai are hosting Wantong. And Wantong are on top of the group by 1 point. So, and then tomorrow night, we'll have the Wanderers in action in Seoul. And Adelaide will be at home to Jeju United.
Fantastic, Andy. Well done.
Not a problemo, guys. It's still 0-0. 36 minutes. Just looking at the clock on the game there. 36 minutes in. Chelsea 0, Man United 0.